You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Donald Trump has assembled a wide range of supporters at the RNC, and some of the most vocal? Evangelicals. Yes, he's a casino owner who's had three different wives, but the conservative Christians know a devout man when they see one.
Go Trump!
He represents the godly people of the United States of America.
You think he's always acted like a good Christian?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How can you build that kind of empire if you're not praying to God for good things every day?
He is the man for this time in history, and God will use him. And I don't know that he's going to even be aware of how God is going to use him.
You don't think he even knows what his relationship with God is?
Absolutely, I think that.
They seemed convinced, but I was still struggling to see how this man reflected the teachings of the good book.
What do you think about the idea of loving thy neighbor?
You don't want somebody living next door to you that's going to sneak over and murder you in your sleep.
Who's going to do that?
Muslims.
But then I saw a man who could convince even the most skeptical of the depth of Trump's faith.
We are electing a man in Donald Trump who believes in the name of Jesus Christ.
Pastor Mark Burns.
Shout amen!
That's the guy I needed to talk to. The man who gave the benediction on the opening night of the RNC.
I believe Donald Trump, without question, loves God. He believes in the one true God. He believes Jesus Christ is his Lord and Savior. He believes that marriage is between one man and one woman. He believes that...
Wait. What?
He believes marriage is between one man and one woman.
Who does?
Donald Trump believes one marriage is between one man and one woman. He also believes...
Until a younger woman comes along.
No.
Trump thinks marriage is between one man and one Czech, one Slovenian, and one American, right?
So your point is?
This one man, one woman thing, I ran the numbers, they don't check out.
Okay, so he stumbled a few times on his path toward righteousness, but surely he embodies the most basic Christian ideal of helping those in need.
Jesus said, blessed are the poor, for they will inherit the kingdom of heaven.
He did,
right?
He did.
Donald Trump said, I've watched politicians bragging about how poor they are, how poor their parents and grandparents were, and I said to myself, if they can stay so poor for so many generations, how smart can they be? They're morons.
Donald Trump is not the pastor of the United States of America. He's accepted Jesus Christ as his savior. Is he a seminary student? Can he exegete the scriptures? I don't think so.
You know who has run a Bible study? I'll give you a hint. It rhymes with Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton?
Yes.
Runs a Bible study.
She did when she was First Lady of Arkansas.
Well, you know, I can't speak to Hillary Clinton's relationship with God. I know she's really good at pandering at the black churches, singing whatever Amazing Grace song she can come up with for that moment.
Do you think Donald Trump knows the words to Amazing Grace?
Well, again, as I said,
I think it'd be more like Tremendous Grace. How fantastic the sound. Could save a pretty good guy like me. I once was lost, although you know what? I was never lost. I was born with an impeccable sense of direction.
When it comes to Trump's views on the poor and marriage, Christians are willing to turn the other cheek, an attitude they extend to all God's children. Well, almost all.
I think that when Hillary Clinton calls Donald Trump a person that disrespects women, for a woman herself to allow her husband to disrespect her, I think that's horrible.
You're holding that to Hillary?
What we sow is what we receive.
So what's worse, Hillary allowing Bill to cheat or Donald Trump cheating?
Well, I want to be clear. Hillary Clinton has allowed anyone to do anything. Bill is his own man.
But you're connecting his actions to Hillary.
But because he is Hillary Clinton's husband.
But you're not connecting Donald Trump's actions to Donald Trump.
I believe Donald Trump, just like any of us, when we fall to the sin.
I see. Christians love to forgive. And Donald Trump allows them to practice forgiveness in truly biblical proportions. Amen.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.